This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
8 after 3. I've been looking forward to this for a few days. Susan Collins is an acting coach. She is married to a guy from Hillsboro, been living in New York for the last few years, coaches actors in both New York and L.A. by Skype as well as in person, and is in Hillsboro as circumstances have come about. And actually, that's going to be lucky for us, I guess, because you've got some kids you want to coach and get into the acting field.
I do. I'm excited to be here. I'm glad that we can open this door for kids here.
So, living in New York for 8 years and all of a sudden coming back here, how did this come about? What brings you to Hillsboro?
My husband had suffered a stroke on July 10th, and it was very shocking to him especially, and as well as my whole family. And it kind of basically flipped our lives upside down, and we had to take a step back. And the way I look at it now is that we're all actually healing, you know, taking a breath. Because in New York, it's a fast pace, and it's very hard to take it slow and get better.
Oh, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
So you come back to Hillsboro. You have family here?
Through my husband. I never lived in Hillsboro. Okay. He has. So I grew up in New Jersey. So I'm originally from New Jersey. And then I lived in New York and lived in Manhattan. And then I moved to L.A. for 17 years. And then I moved to New York.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. So how did you wind up being a Jersey girl who wound up in Manhattan and then wound up in New York? And how did the acting bug get into you?
I started off really early. I kind of knew what I always wanted to do at age 4. I think my parents had a heart attack, literally. And they were like, okay. I don't know what gene that is. I don't know where that's coming from. But I started off in musical theater. And I remember at 16, I finally sat them down and was like, okay, can I become professional now? And my parents were like, what are you talking about? But my poor dad, he really tried to help me. And we struggled through just finding out the right venues and getting a manager and the whole bit. And next thing you know, I was very lucky because I ended up studying with such amazing teachers. But my first teacher was Anthony Apeson. He coached Jennifer Aniston and a whole bunch of other people. And he was such a great person, such a great influence. And I ended up getting screen tested for all my children at 19. And then ABC called me in like 17 times for soaps. And ironically, I never booked a soap, but I booked prime time before I booked a soap. I was fine with that. But, yeah, it's kind of funny. But things just started growing, and I moved to L.A. And that's where things really took off. So okay. I started getting, and I worked for NBC, ABC, CBS. I did Star Trek The Next Generation and Murder, She Wrote, and Murder One. There's a lot of murder going on. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, I'm just looking through my resume. I'm like, why is there so much murder? But I did a Stephen Bochco show and just, like, really amazing projects and a movie of the week. And it's been a great ride, and I've enjoyed every moment of it, so.
Just lost Stephen Bochco. What was it like working with him?
Yeah, he was awesome. I just, you know, I was a small character coming on, and I remember going into the audition room, and all the producers, I didn't know I was in for callbacks. I didn't know. I thought I was just, like, reading for, you know, an assistant casting director. I walk in, and I was like, wow, ding dong, the gang's all here. I almost passed out. And I was like, they all just kind of laughed when I said it. And I remember reading what I read, and then they gave me an adjustment, and I did it again. And one of the gentlemen apologized for the part being so small, and I looked at him. I said, I'm sorry. Last time I checked, this building said Stephen Bochco.
Yeah,
I was like, I'll
true.
Take a pencil in the room and be happy and like, do that, you know. So, but he shook my hand on set, and it was awesome.
Now, one of my coworkers here, Terry Tote, who is not here today, but he may be listening, and I would be shot if I did not ask you to please tell me about your Star Trek Next Generation experience.
Well, it's pretty funny because I'm not a Trekkie.
Okay.
And my brother was. We used to fight over the remote, and I'm embarrassed to say that I wanted to watch The Love Boat, which pretty much ages me. And then he wanted to watch Star Trek. So when I booked it, it was an awesome experience. I remember them asking over the phone, my agent was asking me, you know, do you mind wearing prosthetics? I was like, am I going to be an alien? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. And I'm thinking all these L.A. girls who don't want to, like, get into prosthetics. I was like, I have the most ridiculous, and we're actors. So I was really excited. And it was cool. They put my hair in a triangle. I'm not kidding you.
A triangle.
I was watching smoke come off from my hair while they were trying to style it. And we did it with Paul Sorvino. He was the guest star. And I remember being so excited. I was so excited. I was on the set, and I started taking pictures of the extras, which I wasn't supposed to do. But the producer pulled me aside, and he saw that I was such a geek because I was doing all this for my brother. Like, I sent him my nose piece in the mail, and I sent him a copy of the script. But he brought me onto the main set. And so I got to be beamed up, even though they don't have any visual effects on me. I'm holding my hands up like I'm getting beamed up, and I sat in the captain's chair. So I have all these pictures. And my experience was lovely, and I had a friend who also stole the dailies for me, which is, like, I'm not supposed to say. I didn't even know he did it. Like, I walked into my trailer, and the dailies were there with a bow, and I had no idea who did it.
So, oh, my.
It was a beautiful experience, and it was just, it was too short. Like, it was one of those ones that, you know, I drove away crying because it was over. You know.
Oh, so. My. Oh, my. I'm trying to search real quick. Oh,
Tirana. Tirana.
The episode name was
Homeward.
Homeward. Yeah. It just popped up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Terry would know. If I said were on an episode with Paul Sorvino, he would say, it was the Homeward episode.
You know?
And he would tell me all about it. And he would say, I know that girl. I remember her.
Yeah.
Because he knew. That's how
he's a Trekkie.
He is a Trekkie.
He's a Trekkie. there are people that are die hard. You go out and they say, oh, you were on Star Trek, and they buy you dinner. You're like, stop that.
That's
like, it's just weird. It's like, no, you don't have to.
That should be your promo picture for some people, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now I'll get off the Star Trek, and I'm sorry I got you over there.
That's funny.
So how did you start coaching, and why did you become a coach?
I went to a place where my career hit a lull, and maybe it was just like a moment of just feeling frustrated because it happens. You get into different age groups, and then your age group isn't hot anymore. And all of a sudden you're not working while your other friends are working, you know. And it goes back and forth, though. It goes in waves. But I had hit that. And I remember going into a place called AIA Studios in L.A., and they did a lot of coaching for actors. And the casting director, Katie Wallen, owned it. And I remember walking in, and I said, you know, can you help me? And I remember sitting down with a consultant, and it was funny. By the end of the session, I knew I was telling her what to do with her career. And she's like, you need to work here. And I was like, well, I'm stuck. And I'm thinking, well, you know what? Maybe helping others would be beneficial. It would step me outside of myself for a second.
Sure.
And because you get so wrapped up in yourself sometimes when you're in L.A. and New York and you're going after such a hard career. And it did. It started to free me. And I really, it was great watching people that I coached start getting successes. And we were all doing it together. And then my energy changed, and I started booking again. So it was kind of a neat energy flow that happened for me, and I realized that I really loved it. You're behind the scenes, but you're still feeling it when you're – it's almost like the same high when I book something, that if one of my clients books something, I'm jumping up and down with them because I know what it took them to get there and how they were vulnerable enough and strong enough to get there. And do it, you know, and make their dream happen.
Our guest is Susan Collins, who is living in Hillsboro now, and that's going to work out well for a bunch of kids. So tell me what's in the works here.
Well, I'm going to be doing some free classes at Fusion Dance Center, and we're going to be doing them April 19th, and that's for ages 5 to 6 at 6 to 7 p.m. The other day we're doing it is April 26th. And that's for ages 9 to 11 at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then we're doing ages 12 to 15 on April 21st at 1 to 2 p.m. And ages 16 and up on April 21st, and that is from 2:15 to 3:15. And if you guys want information on that, you can go to Fusion Dance Center, il@gmail.com. So just Fusion Dance Center and then il@gmail.com. And you can send an email and say you want to get in the class. And we're letting 15 students get in each class. And if we find there's a lot of people who want to do it, Heather and I, she owns it, and we'll sit back down and we'll figure out another way to let everybody get a chance as best as we can. And we're excited about it. I think it's a great opportunity because I know some kids aren't singers and they might not play an instrument, but they need a creative outlet, and theater is a beautiful thing. And if I can provide that here, I would love to.
And it seems to me that an ability to act or to do some of the things that actors do would help in any particular type of life, whether you're working with the public, whether
Absolutely.
You're in sales. It creates a confidence.
I really work on children really understanding who they are and what gifts they have. It's really important that they know that. It's vital, actually, because, there's something I used to say, and I still say it to all my clients. A lot of actors will try to emulate well-known artists. Like, I want to be Brad Pitt, or I want to be this person. I'm like, stop. They're already taken.
Oh,
now
yeah.
They want you. They want you because Brad's already a brand. Brad figured out who he was, and it flew for him. When you're figuring out who you are as a young kid and you find out what your assets are and what things make you, it's going to help you in any field. And I even had a company email me the other day, and they were asking me to do corporate help for their in-house filming. And, I mean, they do finance. And I saw some of their films, and they needed some help.
Yeah.
And it's hard, if you're not an actor. But it's interesting because I can see where it helps in so many fields to just be relaxed in yourself and know what your worth is and know, when you have something to say, it's important. I think that's really vital for kids. And I think that confidence will just grow with whatever they do.
And you're going to have somebody, probably, who's going to say, well, there's no point in putting my kid in there. I mean, we're in Hillsboro or we're in Litchfield.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Brad Pitt was in Springfield, Missouri.
Yeah.
He grew up from there.
Everybody
started somewhere.
It's very rare that you find someone in Los Angeles who grew up in Los Angeles. I had one friend, Nori, and we all laughed about it. We're like, wow, you're really from here? And nobody, and the same thing with New York, everybody's from somewhere, they're all transplants because
sure.
They're all coming from all over the country. And with what's happening with the internet now, you can be seen and spotted very quickly if you know how to do the business side, which is also a specialty that I do.
Okay.
And, you have to know how to do that. But you do have people like Shawnee Studios, who I'm also currently doing classes for on Sundays, and she's awesome. And she's getting people out, and there are lots of auditions. In fact, the class that I taught, we had to postpone last week because her people booked a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people in the class, I thought, this is great.
Sure.
So that's what, there's opportunity everywhere. Don't stop yourself. It doesn't matter where you are.
Now, it's funny. If you think about what acting can do, there are so many opportunities. There is Municipal Theater in Springfield. There's
yes.
Muni Theater in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
There's Muni Theater in Decatur.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many there's Little Theater in Wagner, Illinois, right up the road.
Mm-hmm.
They do one play a year.
Yeah.
But somebody's got to act in those shows,
Yeah.
So, the opportunity to do this is, there's nothing wrong with it. For years in Litchfield, there was a group.
Mm-hmm.
Called the Encore Players. They
mm-hmm.
did play every year, and it operated for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So, these classes, they should be, maybe they should do more in high school or more even in junior high.
I think it's happening all over the country where they don't have the funds anymore for theater and so on, and I think it's really fascinating when I can be in an area where I'm going to take what I learned from L.A. and from New York and help these kids do things that, like, professional actors are doing. When they go into class and they study and they learn. And I think it's fun to do for kids, and it's just going to give them a perspective that they haven't seen before. It's going to make them step outside of themselves, not worry so much what everybody's thinking about them, and just go for it and have a blast. Because it's a lot of fun. We do a lot of improv and theater games, and I take them a copy and show them how to kind of create, when they have dialogue, to actually make it come alive off the page, and show them how to do that and actually put their heart underneath the dialogue. It's fun to watch when they finally see, like, the light bulb come on, and they're like, wow, I had no idea I could do that. And it's fun.
I can imagine. We don't have the opportunity to have a charter school that centers on acting and on drama. We don't have the opportunity to have inside the actor studio, type thing going on around here. But now that we have this opportunity mm-hmm. to have you, it'd be a shame to not take advantage of it, because who knows where the next star is coming from.
You just don't. You don't. And I mean, I think everybody has something to give, and I think that's the one thing that theater brings out in everybody. There's something to give. They have some voice that they can, you know, reach out and say something, and everybody comes on for the ride. And I just think, you know, having theater is such an important thing in a community. It is, and it brings people together, you know. I think it's a beautiful way of getting people to understand different things and experience different experiences and sometimes maybe feel a universal thing that's going on in the theater. And
best wishes to your husband.
Thank you.
Who's making a good recovery.
He is. He's working and working and working. I'm exhausted for him, and I know he's more exhausted than we are. So
Michael, I know you're listening, and I can tell by your Facebook you got a great sense of humor, and you get well, and you and I'll have a visit here one of these days.
Awesome.
For what he does for movies
visual
and TV is
TV
amazing.
And yep. He has done a ton. He did Black Swan. He did, I mean, there's all these films that he worked on and all these TV shows, Lost, and, I mean, it goes on and on. His list is ridiculous. And he's very, very talented at what he does.
That's just absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
So now you're doing the acting classes mm-hmm. for the kids at mm-hmm. Fusion. Where will this lead? And what's in the future for you? Are you just
I started also even doing privates. I had one of my classes, I had some others approach me and, can you coach my child privately? And I just started doing that. Eventually I might break out on my own here. I don't know. I think it's a matter of me finding the right space and making sure that it's a good time for my family and I. What I try to do is schedule anything that I do work-wise around as so I can be at my husband's PTOT as much as possible.
Sure.
And be there for my kids. So that's why I'm kind of working it around, and eventually I'll probably branch out and maybe be able to provide it where it's just full-on and I'm doing it. I'm also hoping to hit the St. Louis market, which I will.
Sure.
And I've already started some contacts in Springfield as well. So we'll see how it goes, but I still have my L.A. and New York clients I've got to take care of, too.
Well, so you're fortunate enough that because of the fact that you can Skype or
yes.
however you do it on the Internet,
yeah.
you have an opportunity to do your work no matter where you are.
Yeah, I got very – and that my clients wanted to still come to me is lovely. You know, it made me – it was very touching because they knew the circumstance, and they're like, we don't want to lose you. Just – let's do it this way, and we're doing it. So, you know, and even in Brooklyn, if we couldn't, the weather was bad or whatever, or, you know, you name it, traffic difficulties, they'd be like, hey, can we Skype? Because I don't have this much time before I have that audition. I'm like, great, let's Skype. It's a heck of a lot easier than you coming to my place. So we would do that as well. Yeah.
I have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Our vision of New York.
Okay.
Comes from television for the most part.
Okay.
I'm no different than anybody else who lives in central Illinois. When uh-huh. we watch television, if I watch SVU, I think, where are the grocery stores at?
You know? they're there. Trust me, they're like, they're all over the place.
It's funny. Do you have to buy everything at a bodega?
There's a lot of bodegas.
I
love the bodega. Yeah, their bodegas are everywhere. But, you know, at the same time, like New Yorkers, because their houses are so small, everything is so small, you don't stock up. Like, you know, my mother-in-law's got, like, all these fridges, and I'm like, oh, my God, you have all these fridges. But it's like, you know, in New York, you know, you buy what your family's going to eat that week. You know what I mean? You don't stock up usually because you don't have the space.
Yeah.
So a lot of times you'll see people doing that. They'll, like, buy the bodega. Unless they're in Brooklyn and they've got a car and they're a little more able, you know, they'll hit the Costco.
And I assume most people don't have a lawnmower either.
No. Not unless you want to, you know, hit some concrete, I guess, unless you're at Prospect Park or, Central Park. I don't know. No.
So, anyway, I'm sorry I got you off subject
there.
No, I love it. But that is something that I think we all see
mm-hmm.
that, you know, you look across the road and you see for miles, you know, flat ground, and you just don't see that somewhere else.
No.
Like we do it.
Well,
like
you have things delivered. They're big on delivery.
Oh, yeah, I'm
big,
sure.
Big, big, big. Everything is delivered.
Okay.
Yeah. We keep UPS.
Find to have a place to park your car?
Yeah. We even decided to get rid of our car after a while because I felt like I was just moving it from street, you know, cleaning to street cleaning after a while, you know, because you just hop on the F train and away you went into Manhattan. So
there you go. Well, that's true. You do have a lot more opportunities for commuting.
Yeah,
than
my girls
we do
were like, where's the subway here? No, there's no subway.
Did they really ask you
no,
that?
No, they've come here enough, but they make jokes. You know?
I know.
But
well,
I'm like, oh, hey, New Yorkers, all right.
Oh, I know.
Settle down.
So has going to school been a different thing for them?
It's been a switch. It's been a definite switch. I mean, they're homesick for their friends. You know, that part's been very hard on them. But at the same time, everybody has been, I've got to say, people have been so kind here. And the transition has been a very slow pace for them, but I'm just watching them, you know, bloom. And, you know, even through everything with what happened with my husband, there's a side of maturity that came over them that I just had not seen before.
Yeah.
It really blew me away. And they're holding their own. They're sweet, sweet girls.
Well, I hope you find what most of us already know, that you are living in the most generous county that there ever was. I mean, there's some wonderful people here.
There
for
are.
Sure. If people are looking for a coach, let's say, for example, not a child, but somebody says, you know, she may have something that could help me in my business, maybe whether I'm an actor or not, I would like to have maybe a little bit of help. Would you do, like I say, private
Absolutely.
With some adults? I mean, like you do with the others?
Absolutely. When I'm teaching Shawnee's class, it's age range is from 17 to 79.
17 to 79. Okay,
most
that's
of my clients
spread.
In New York were adults. And then it was funny because middle school, in New York, it's very competitive middle school. Everybody's going for the performing arts schools. And all the parents started coming up to me like, hey, can you coach my kid? Can you coach my kid? So I, you know, started going into middle school, and then I had younger students coming in. So I have a definite range. But mainly, you know, professional actors that I usually handle are older. But I started branching out into kids because, kids are a blast, too. They're so much fun, and the imaginations are great.
I want to ask you, did you ever see, and you may have, Clark Gregg's movie, Trust Me, about the child
yes.
acting agent?
Yes.
And I think sometimes parents, there's two kinds of parents. There's the pushy ones, and then there's the ones who are, I cannot let my child get involved in this. I worry too much about whatever.
Yeah.
Because of not the best type of people around them. Any advice for somebody who
Absolutely.
May have a thought about maybe...
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, that's what my business is based on. I had to work really hard with my dad, who knew nothing, and we both didn't. And we made some wrong turns and some right turns. And, you know, it's funny, a girlfriend of mine, my girlfriend Donna said to me, Susan, you're just giving it all away. Like, all the stuff that made us, we had to work for this for years to get this kind of information. And you're giving it to your students. You know, if you look on my website, they call me the starter. And the reason why a lot of my clients say that is because I'll take them from the beginning, and usually it's where they don't have credits, and I'll help them build them. And I'll show them where to spend their money and where not to spend their money, where not to get ripped off, how to learn how to do this for themselves, how to find a right agency that is a legit agency, legit managers, and actually run their own business. It's really, really important. And I cut out the middleman. Someone had told me, I spent like $6,000 for these headshots, and this company told me I'll start modeling. And I'm like, this company is pretty much not servicing you. It's a fraud.
Yeah.
Because your agent's only supposed to take 10%, and your managers usually take 15%. That's it. And, you know, the thing you are going to spend money on is the headshots. And, you know, if you go to the right coach, they're going to show you all these different places through L.A. and New York and around here. Like, here at least maybe you can get a photographer that can have a similar style to what you're trying to go for that the bigger, you know, markets are putting out there. And, you know, there are ways to not spend $1 million to do this. I mean, you need your calling card, which is your headshot. And then from there, it's just building credits. You know, modeling, you'll need a modeling book, but your portfolio is also, a piece of what you know, jobs you get. And the same thing with your acting reel. And if you don't have an acting reel, make one. People are getting acting reels all over, and there are companies that will film you.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need a 10-minute one, like a minute and 15, not even. Minute and 10 seconds. Boom. You've got, you know, a monologue that you're doing, and people get a sense of who you are. So that's what I do with a lot of my clients who edge toward the business side, who want to get into it. I kind of mother them. I don't like people getting ripped off. It breaks my heart because I have been there and I have done that. And I'm kind of a mama bear about that with my clients. You know, we work hard and we, you know, if they have to get something, we budget it out. You know, you can't afford that this month. You're not doing that.
Yeah.
You know, and then we'll gauge you when you can. When it's the right time, it'll be the right time.
Our guest is Susan Collins, who is talking about child acting classes that are going on at Fusion Dance Center. She's been doing some now. She's got openings for more. Let's talk about that a little bit again.
Sure. We're doing it, April 19th at 7, or pardon me, it's April 19th, ages 5 to 8, and then that's at 6 p.m. to 7, and then April 26th, ages 9 to 11 at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. again. And then we have ages 12 to 15 on April 21st at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Ages 16 and up on April 21st, and that's at 2:15 to 3:15. And those are our free classes. Each one has a spot of 15. If we find out that there is more of a need than Heather and I, who she's awesome, by the way, Heather from Fusion Dance Center, we will sit down and we'll chat again and we'll work it out. She is very, very big on the arts. Her dance studio is amazing, by the way.
And what's the physical address of that?
Let me get that for you. It is, I think I have it down. It's off of School Street. Let me see here. I had it written. I think I'm going to have to get back to you.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
We had it down.
That's all right. The classes are primarily for children. Did you get it?
I'm going to find
it
for
you. Oh, okay. Classes are for children from 5 all the way up to doing teens as well. And then possibly we'll do some adult training, adult acting classes. If you would like to talk to Susan individually, she would be glad to talk to you about that. Continuing her classes, her coaching for New York clients and for L.A. clients, mm-hmm. She lives in Hillsboro.
Yeah.
Is Hillsboro going to be home base from now on? Or
it's going to be home base for a while. We're in the healings, we're in this healing stages. And you can find me on my website. It is theinnovativeactor.com. It starts off with the, T-H-E, theinnovativeactor.com. The prices are still New York prices, so don't have a heart attack.
Okay.
sorry, folks, but when you live in New York, you pay for New York. So, I have to kind of transition that and fix it. But, I'm looking forward to meeting new artists here.
Well, sounds good. And more about that from the website, as well as the Fusion website, mm-hmm. which is Fusion Dance Center.
It is Fusion Dance Center, IL, as in Illinois, at gmail.com.
That's her website.
When you go there, it's okay. Off of School Street. And if you go there, then you can, you basically hit the email and try to register, and she'll help you out there.
All right.
And I'll get the address.
Sounds good. Now, one of the things we talked about off the air just a moment ago, the number of people who claim to be YouTube stars and how it's another closet industry, I guess, for agents to take advantage of and mm-hmm. find people. I know it's just new. We never had to deal with that. Clark Gable never had to worry about competition from the Internet.
No.
But yet, on the other hand, there are people who have 1 million followers or 100,000 followers. A 6-year-old kid who tests toys, you know, has hundreds of thousands of followers.
Two girls who are toy testers. Yes, indeed. And they're getting sponsored by toy companies everywhere.
That's amazing.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So I guess, but they're getting paid, right?
They'll end up, I think in the beginning they did it for free, and then they end up getting sponsors because it's all about how many people are watching you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that's what a lot of the big agencies are doing, like you and I were speaking on the break. A lot of the big agencies have people sitting there watching to see how many hits you get and how many followers you get. So it is a whole other genre, but there are now agents for it. Yeah, so, I mean, some people do have talent, but there are some people out there just doing some crazy stuff.
Just crazy stuff, that's right. I remember when it was backyard wrestling, you know, that was a big deal, and now it's everything.
It's everything.
And but the number of people who are on there showing teenage girls how to apply makeup. There must be probably 3,000 people doing that. There's 500 men showing young guys how to dress.
I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and you name it, they're doing it. So, but, you know, there's some talent there that gets discovered. So it's, you know, I know a lot of singing talent has gotten discovered. A lot of singers have been seen and gotten contracts out of it. So at least that is a neat aspect of it.
Okay. If you hurry, you can get over to St. Francis Hospital and take part of the blood drive. It's going on in the lower level auditorium. It's going till 4 o'clock. If you get there in the next 5 minutes, they probably will take you, but you better hurry. That's going on till 4 at St. Francis Hospital. They're also doing one, if you're in Raymond, at the KC Hall in Raymond until 7 tonight. So if you don't make the one in Litchfield, head up there to the KC Hall in Raymond. 3 to 7 this afternoon, a community blood drive there. So St. Francis till 4 and KC Hall in Raymond until 7. Give the gift of life, give blood. Susan Collins, an acting coach who was an actor. And amazingly enough, started out in New Jersey, wound up in New York, then L.A., and now is in Hillsboro.
Yep. Okay. Life's crazy.
It is all of that.
I'm telling you.
Okay, again, your personal website, if people want to get a hold of you.
Sure. My personal website is theinnovativeactor.com. You can go there. My email is there. You can just hit me on email, and I can get back to you. And then if you want to do Fusion again, it is Fusion Dance Center, IL, as in Illinois, at gmail.com. And that is in Hillsboro, and it's off of School Street. And then I also teach at Shawnee Studios, and she is in Mount Olive. And they're both great places.
I guess I wanted to ask you, the biggest change that you had to deal with, the biggest culture shock coming from New York to Hillsboro, what was it? For you, personally?
Well,
or were you so busy you didn't have time to experience culture shock?
No, I think it's hitting in now. Like, every now and then I'll look up and be like, wow, I'm in Illinois.
Yes.
But, I mean, I did that in, you know, Manhattan. There, you'd be in Times Square, and you're like, hey, I'm in Times Square. Like, oh, my God, how'd I get here? And I did that in L.A., you know what I mean? It's like, I think for me, going in and handing my flyer out, and someone's just like, oh, sure. I'll put that up for you. In fact, I'll make copies. And in fact, I'll do this. In New York, they'd be like, yeah, all right, we'll think about it. You know what I mean? And so that, I was just like, wow, this is just, it's very warm thing, you know. So that part's very nice.
As I say, generous, friendly. There's nothing wrong with that around here.
Exactly.
Okay. I hope that your classes fill up. Everything works out extremely well for you.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure having you on the radio with us today.
I'm very thankful. Thank you for having me.
You bet. And stay in touch and let us know how the classes fill up.
I will.
And come back and visit again real soon.